Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Success. I mean, you think about it. How many people are striving to be successful and prosperous, you know, ever how they define success and prosperity? And if you asked who wants to be successful, most people will raise their hands. You ask them how they define it, you will be really surprised how they define success. When we get back from this break, we're going to be able to talk about what God says about success. So many people are wanting to be successful and prosperous, and he tells us in his word, actually, think about this. If you pull your car over, don't do this while you're riding down the road, you know, or grab your pencil and paper and write this down, or a pen, or text it to yourself. I don't know how we do this today. And write down the secret to, I'm about to tell you the secret to success and prosperity. I want to give you a couple of moments here. I just want to give you a second. Just pause, because you've been trying to get the right education. So many people are graduating from college right now, 4 years of college, only to find out that the end of it was not prosperity and success.
Right.
And they're taking more classes to be able to, thinking that'll make them successful.
Mm-hmm.
You have so many people starting businesses and different things, trying to be successful and just doing all kinds of things, trying to be prosperous. The creator of the universe told us the secret to be successful and prosperous. Understand this, since he created the world and he created us, he knows better how to define success and prosperity. Quite often how we define prosperity and success is when our flesh is happy. We have enough whatever to give our flesh everything it wants, whenever it wants it, ever how it wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Success is recognition, you know, that everybody sees your trophy or something and sees your ring, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. And so, so what is the secret? Here it is. I want to tell you. I wanted you to be ready. I wanted you to write this down. This is so important. This is the secret to success. The secret to success. Tomorrow, we'll pick up on tomorrow's program. Tell you. No, okay, here it is.
Come on.
Okay, here it is. Get your pen ready. I see you now, Eddie. Leaning forward to write a thing. This is it. This is the key, man. Listen. The secret is found in the Bible, in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And I'm going to read it to you. Here it is. You ready? This is it. That's how long the secret to success has been around. This is God speaking to Joshua, and he's already told him, he said, listen, Moses is dead. It's time for you to go in. Then he tells him this. He says, listen, in verse 6, he says, be strong and courageous. This is, I'm telling you the secret to success here. This is the secret to success. Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and not a wimp. I'm sorry, that was GIV. Be strong and very courageous. Not be a whiner, not be a complainer. God sent them away, you remember?
He sent
the whiners and complainers and he sent them away because he's looking for agreement, because he's going to do it. We're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So he's looking for people who agree with him. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful. Be careful to obey all the law, which for us would be the word of God. My servant Moses gave you, for us would be Jesus gave us the word. He says, do not turn from it to the right or to the left. How many people today have turned a little bit to the right of what God says and a little bit to the left of what God says? I mean, some people are far right and some people are far left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God's right down the center. And we stay right on what he says. And he says that you may be successful wherever you go. So many people are trying to go to the one place. If I could just find that one place, I'll be successful. You don't understand it. It's what you're doing in your life. No matter where you're at, you're going to be successful. That's what he's saying. And I'll talk about it a little bit more, but I'm just going to read it so you understand. He says, do not let the book, which is the word of God, depart from your mouth. Do not let it depart from your mouth. What's coming out your mouth? What's coming out your mouth?
Right.
Please. Zip it. Right? As Michael said, I'm hearing this, yeah, but I want to hear this.
Right, right.
I'm hearing this. I want to hear this. Well, I just want to, I don't want to, it's not God. Why? Anyway, do not let this book depart, or the word of God depart from your mouth. Meditate on it both day and night, not just on Sunday between 10 and 10:15. Mm-hmm. So that you may be careful to do everything written in it. You see, you don't let it depart from your mouth. And by meditating on what God says, then you're constantly thinking about it, and therefore you're going to be, it's going to be easier for you to obey, because success comes through obedience. He says, then you will be prosperous and successful. You'll be prosperous and successful. And you think about it. He says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What does that mean? You don't even have to change your location. Just change your attitude. You want to be successful. When you think about it, he says, we've got to be strong. What's he talking about? He's talking about being strong in our faith. Mm-hmm. What is faith? Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. Surety and certainty. You know, this wishy-washiness and whatever, you know, he's just like, come on, what are you confident in? I'm confident that I'll be unconfident the rest of my life.
Right.
Right? Yeah. You can count on me to sow doubt anywhere you need it. You know, those folks, you know, I just want to run this by you so you could kill it. You know, can I tell you about this? Like, okay, stab it now. Just kill it. Just go ahead and kill it, right? Mm-hmm. Strong in our confidence and our surety. I mean, think about it. Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You have on your mind the things of man, not the things of God. The very words that came out of the mouth of Peter, he said, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. Listen, you just can't be casting your pearls before swines, and you'll be surprised. You'll be so surprised who's the oinker and who's not the oinker. I mean, it'll blow you away. Who's the pig? Who's the swine? It's like, are you stomping my pearls in the ground here? I thought you were my friend. I thought you were my spouse. I thought you were my child. I thought you were my dad. I thought you were my friend. I thought you were a believer. You know, right. I thought you read the word. You know, that kind of thing, right?
All right.
I think my pearls just got crushed. And he says, be courageous, be strong and courageous. So we're strong in our faith. That's not like being like Pat and benching all this weight and losing all this weight. And he scratches like this now. If you didn't see that, it's like he just, anyway. So here we go. Well, he's actually, you know, showing his bicep when he's scratching. Kissing anybody's imagination. Anyway, listen. So we have to be strong and courageous. Courageous in our actions. You have people that'll talk all day long, but they will not take any action whatsoever. And it's like, man, all you are is a rhetorical comment. You're not, mm-hmm. That's not faith. You got faith in what you're... Now you don't have faith at all. That's not faith. And you think about it. We're told plainly in James, he talks about it. In James chapter 2, verse 1, he says, no, listen. He said, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no action, no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes or daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. You know, and there's been a lot of pep rally faith talks. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. And it's like, but ain't nobody going nowhere for nothing. I mean, what are we doing here? Aren't we supposed to go out into all the world and preach the gospel? Right. Aren't we supposed to be like William Booth commanded, go out there and preach the gospel, go take the land, you know? It's like, no, we just like having pep rallies. And he goes on to say, he says, but someone who says, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God. Good, he says. Even the demons believe that and they shudder. So they actually have one up on that person, right? Because they actually shudder.
Right.
He said, "You foolish man. Do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless?" And that's what, that, without being courageous, courage comes in when you actually do it. Okay, you've talked about it, but now you got to do it. And that's courage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, "Oh, that just sounds good. You go for it. I'll send you some money. I'll sponsor you on a monthly basis. You just go."
Right.
You know, "Oh, I'm just so excited for you," you know, right?
Right.
They love that. He says, "Listen, was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?" You see that his faith and his actions were working together. You have to be strong in your faith, but you have to be courageous in your actions. They go together. Faith without action is dead. Listen, I'm telling you how to be successful. It's not successful because all you do is talk. You just talk, yada, 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 yada. But all of a sudden, you need to begin to act. You got to do something. And if you don't believe, don't do it. But if you believe what you're saying, then why aren't you doing it? So faith and action go together, is what he's saying right here. "And his faith," this is Abraham's faith, "was made complete by what he did." You want to have complete faith? You have to be strong and courageous. Joshua went into the land. He didn't stay in the desert. He was the one that looked at Moses and said, "Listen, we can," when everybody but him and Caleb, everybody in the million people were going, "We're going to die. It'll never work. And it'll cost us money. And it'll hurt. And giants and all these different things," despite what God said.
Mm.
And Joshua and Caleb said, "We can do this thing. With God, God's with us. We can do it."
Right.
We can do it. So guess what? Moses, Joshua, and Caleb lived beyond all them folks. We had to wait. They had to wait for these people's seed to come to a reality so they would be gone, but their seed would go in.
Mm-hmm.
The hope for the promised land was inside of them.
That's right.
You think about it. And so God heard that and rewarded Joshua and Caleb, and they went into the land, the promised land. But he had both. He was strong in his faith. He said, "Listen, God is with us. We can do this thing." Which got Moses off his face, right? Because Moses is like, "Great. I didn't want to be here in the first place. And I was fine on the backside of the desert." No, I don't know what he said.
Right.
But I can imagine. I mean, he talked to God face to face, you know.
Yeah.
He go, "You know, these people." And God would go, "I know. I don't know what I just, I'll start over again. I don't know. They're just, This is kind of a, you know."
Yeah.
I don't know if he sounded like that. But understand that it's strong in your faith and courageous in your actions. Do something with what you believe. You know, if you say you believe that if you give God his whole tithes and offerings that he'll pour you out a blessing, hey, give him his tithes and his offerings. Be faithful to him. And then he says, "Listen, we need to meditate on his word." Meditate day and night, never letting it depart from our mouth. Meditating on his word. That's abiding, as we talk about all the time. That's abiding with God.
Right.
You can go to iabide.org and you can find out how to meditate on God's word. Have a conversation with God. Mm. Stay in God's word, hiding God's word in your heart. Speaking to God about your condition and needs and making your requests known to him and listening to what he says to you or what he impresses on you and do it. That's meditating day and night. You're just constantly in. Somebody said, "How could you pray 24 hours a day?" Because it's not a religious prayer. It's a conversation. It's a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship. This is the secret to success. Be strong and courageous. Strong in your faith, courageous in your actions. Meditate, abide with God, abide with him. And then he says, don't be terrified. The antithesis of terrified is joyful and happiness. Think about it. You do all this with just, "I'm just so happy." Like your face gets happy. Oh, there it goes. You're just happy. Happy, 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 happy. Think about it. I mean, how many long faces? Some people's faces are so long. Some Christians' faces are so long that they can eat oats from a tailpipe of a car. It's just like, Jim, you put a mirror in front of their face. It's like, it smiles. You pull it back. It's like, that's so not fair. You only smile at yourself. That is so not fair. Is it not fair? It's not fair, is it?
No.
Sign to me. It's not fair, is it? No, good. I got you signing. And so we're supposed to, you think about when you're seeing all these troubles and you're seeing giants and you're seeing rebellious people, you know, all the things that Joshua and Caleb were seeing, is like, is it okay for me to be happy? Is it illegal? Is it sinful for me to go, hey, did I ever tell you about the, you know, I'm gonna have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite of being terrified. So when the enemy comes in and threatens you, it's time to just celebrate. You're like, hey, you know, let's have a good time here. I can't remember the evangelist, and if somebody could tell me, I would know. But the one who was laying in bed, and all of a sudden, the devil literally appeared at his bedside, at the foot of his bed. He wakes up. I think it was Tozer, or they'll tell me in a minute. But he got up, and he saw this demon standing at his bedside.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, ah, it's only you, Satan. He goes back to bed. That's it. That's so powerful. That is so powerful. That's people say, you know, I remember Brother John Kilpatrick right in the middle of revival, the Brownsville revival. And it's hard to explain powerful move of God. God's moving continually, laying hands on people nonstop and praying for them, and God's touching them. And we were together as he was praying for some folks. And of course, people are coming, bringing you bad news all the time. And they just told him that one of his grandsons had swallowed poison.
Mm.
Did he panic? No. Just calm. Just calm and continue to move and pray, and God moved and all that. And guess what? His son, his grandson, serving God, just an awesome young man, and everybody that knew him would be very proud of him today.
Yeah.
But he kept, you know, that's what the enemy wanted to do, is to stop him dead track in the middle of a move of God, to have him start being fearful. And he didn't even go there.
Right.
He didn't even go there. And that's what the enemy's going to try to do to you. When you start stepping out and you're courageous, and he's going to try to terrify you and bring fears on you that causes you to turn your direction and stop what God's called you to do. And you got to be willing to let everything go to have God. And understand that just happens. And so the opposite of being terrified is to be joyful and happy. I got a question for you. Are you terrified or are you happy? And people that are terrified get angry with you when you're not terrified with them. Don't you understand? Be terrified. Like, why? Yeah, you know, I'm so far over my head in God right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
The problem is you're swimming in the shallow. If you get out in the deep, it don't really matter at that point. You
That's
know,
right.
I don't know if we're 25 feet or we're 100 feet deep out here in this water, but you know what? My feet ain't touching, so I don't care. It's like, it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
And so, but people get upset with you when you're not terrified. Worry with me. Why? You worry enough.
Care is not that we perish.
Yeah, you're right. And then what was Jesus doing?
He was sleeping
in the boat.
He sure was.
He said, you of little faith. It's time for us to have, but come on, this is what's going to happen. You want a third grade awakening. I don't know if you ever rode a horse. Remember, we rode horses together.
Sure did.
We got thank God we can do it in cars. I can imagine.
We wouldn't hang it.
Oh, my goodness. Let's don't go there. We are distracted from the pain of riding horses up mountains. Anyway. But being happy. And he tells us in Romans 14, 17 through 19 that the joy, that the kingdom of God is not a matter of mere words, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Think about it. Righteousness, right? Standing with God, right? Romans chapter 5, where he tells us, 5 verses 15 through 17, the gift of righteousness that we receive from him. So we go, okay, I'm righteous because I receive it through faith by God, what Jesus did on the cross. And I can be joyful because of this great thing that Jesus did. And I don't have to worry because even if you take my life in this life, you cannot take my soul, which will be in my spirit, that will be with God forever, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Promote me, brother. You know what I'm saying? Promote
me.
I'm here only for Jesus. You know, this is my momentary suffering and what I'm going through. It's just for Jesus. And it's really, my heart breaks for you if you're living for this life, especially what's coming in the near season, because your life's not going to be pleasing if you're living for your flesh.
That's right.
But if you're thinking, man, I just count it all pure joy that I was able to suffer for the cause of Christ. Think about that. You know, they were put in prison, and then Paul's going, you know, I was just so, oh, we're just, I couldn't, I, they beat us because of Jesus. I'm like, oh, dear God. That's so cool for Paul. You know, it's like, Pat would be like, they made me drink water, warm water for Jesus, unflavored, not fruity water. Man, that water is powerful. You drink that water, you're expecting something unfruity. So the kingdom of God is not about mere words, but of righteousness, peace, and joy. So the opposite of terror is joy and happiness. Be happy. And there's a song that was, a song that says, be happy, don't worry.
Don't worry, be happy.
That's what we used to play at those theory committees. Don't worry, be happy. Don't think it's all falling apart. Just be happy. We play that song over and over again. And it happened just like God said it would happen.
Yeah.
And that we have the peace that passes all understanding because Jesus is our peace. So we can keep peace in the midst of no matter what it is, what's going on. We can keep the peace. Somebody says, there are giants in the land. Well, if the giant takes you out and you're a believer, you're going to be instantly with God. And what an awesome thing that you stood up for the people of God, for God, and you became a martyr for God. And now we're not promoting martyrism here. You can, it just happens. There's martyrs around the world right now. Mm-hmm. That all of a sudden, you're just, I can imagine, there's a throne waiting for you in heaven right now just for the martyrs. I remember that another vision that Rick Joyner had gotten from the Lord was there's certain thrones in heaven that are sitting there just for martyrs.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be sitting on in this particular room full of these different thrones. And they're empty, by the way. These particular ones were empty. Oh, gee. And so, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Nehemiah 8:10. Listen, if we're going to be strong in our faith, we have to be joyful. We're going to have to be joyful. We have to enjoy this thing, which means sometimes get your rest. You know, pause for a moment. If you can actually, you can wear yourself out to the point that it's not that you wouldn't be joyful, you're just too tired to be anything. And it's not going to be good. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow. And it's like, that means I'll be fruitful tomorrow.
That's right.
Sometimes you get just at the end of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes others at the end of themselves. There them two shall meet. So you don't let the word of God, he tells us, depart from our mouth. I'm talking about the key to prosperity and success. And I don't have a lot of time to tell you this. And you'll be able to catch this full talk and what a conversation that I'm having on VFN TV soon. But, you know, don't let the word of God depart from your mouth. That's part of being successful. You're going to have to speak and know the word of God, which if you're abiding with God, it just happens naturally. We see people that are there. I mean, we come together in gatherings that people that are abiding with God, and it's just constant word flying out of everybody's mouth, coming from their heart. And it's not, I mean, it just doesn't stop. It doesn't matter. The whole time we're together or talking, messaging, whatever it is, it's just about what God's saying, mm-hmm. which is the key to success, by the way, in prosperity. It's not enough to meditate on his word and to be strong in your faith and courageous in your actions with a joyful heart. You have to continually be speaking his word. That's what that means in your mouth. I mean, we're told over and over again, like in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 24, he says, if you speak and don't doubt and believe in your heart, then it will come to pass. If you say, if you speak, if you say. Well, the reason why things might not be happening in your life is because you're meditating on God's word, but it's never coming out your mouth. And if you're not speaking, the devil is. Mm-hmm. We speak things into existence. God said, let there be, and then it became. God said, let there be, and it became. You said nothing, and nothing has become. Or maybe you said the opposite of what you wanted. You know, she'll never amount to anything. He'll never amount to anything. This will never work. I never win anything. I'll never get a raise. And look at that. Bam. It's happening. It's amazing how faith works, isn't it?
Yeah.
You so believed that you would never be successful, it has come to pass. You've never been successful. Congratulations. You are a man and woman of faith. You should have believed for something else. So we have to say it, which means speak it. Don't doubt, which is faith in our heart. Having a clear vision is so important in your heart. You have to actually know what you're believing in. You can't lock into anything if you don't have a clear vision. You got to see it in your heart. We cannot have confidence, and that's what faith is, being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see, in your heart, if your heart can't see or visualize what you're having faith for. In other words, if your heart doubts, you'll never see it. But an example of seeing it is if you believe, if you're believing for God to be healed, see yourself healed. Just see yourself healed. If you're believing God for you to be able to walk, see yourself walking. If you're believing God to be debt free, see yourself debt free. Think about it. Just what is it like to be debt free? Begin to visualize what it's like to be debt free. If you are believing you are to be part of serving, for example, at the VFN Dream Center, think about it. At the Vine Fellowship Network Dream Center, see yourself serving there. See it happening, taking place. If you are believing for a good paying job, you have to see yourself applying for it. You have to see yourself interviewing for it, and you have to see yourself working there in your heart. Then you begin to speak it out. Many people want me. I have a lot of great skills that God has taught me, and I'm a learner. I'm a teacher. You know, I can learn, and I can teach. God promotes. I'm telling you, we see this every day, don't we? We see this on a daily basis. We're just talking to somebody just recently, just got one yesterday. But by not letting God's word depart from our mouth, you are continually speaking faith over all things and sharing from your abiding experiences with him. This is the key to success. This is the key to prosperity. And you understand, you know, what is the definition of prosper? Be prosperous means having or characterized by financial success or good fortune or flourishing. And that's where God would define success, flourishing. No matter, I learn to abase and I learn to abound. No matter what I have, plenty or have lack, I'm always flourishing in God. Mm-hmm. It's not the measure of things, but it's the measure of how you flourish in the things that you have, if that makes sense. And success is defined as the favorable or prosperous termination of an attempt or endeavor. In other words, it's already been accomplished. That's success. So if you're believing for that good paying job and it happened, then that is success in that particular incident. If you want to win the Super Bowl, you know, in the NFL, and success would be winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I believe the Saints did once. And so understanding that he tells us, and go back and reading in Joshua, the secret to success and prosperity, you got to catch the full part of this on VFN TV. It'll be coming soon. You go to VFNTV.com, and you'll have it there for you, also on your app. But this is the key to success and prosperity. It's found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. He says, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws the servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it from the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to obey, to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Find out more about prosperity and success at VFNTV.com. We're going to continue this conversation after this break. You're listening to VFN Radio. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.